Story number 14, No Peace for Pilate. All Pilate wanted was a peaceful life. Well, he might have had one had he been a shopkeeper or a butcher or a baker. But Pilate was the Roman governor of Judea, the country where Jesus lived. And no one in Judea could be put to death without his permission. So on the morning after Jesus' trial, Pilate's palace was anything but peaceful. At one end of the room, the religious leaders stood and shouted, "This man is dangerous. He tells the people not to pay their taxes. He says he is a king." At the other end of the room stood Jesus, tired and sad and alone. "Is this true?" Pilate asked him. And Jesus just shrugged. "I'm a king, yes, in a way, I suppose, but not the kind you're thinking about." Pilate looked at Jesus. He looked at the religious leaders too. "The man seems harmless enough to me," said Pilate at last. "I see no reason to put him to death." The religious leaders shouted even louder. But Pilate was suddenly aware of another voice. His wife had crept into the room and was whispering in his ear. "I had a dream about that man," she said, pointing at Jesus. "He's done nothing wrong. You must have nothing to do with this." Things were even less peaceful for Pilate now, but he had to do something. It was his job, after all. "I tell you what," said Pilate, "let's ask the people what they want." And he smiled as he said it, because he'd just come up with a clever plan. Every year, at Passover time, Pilate let the people choose one prisoner whom he'd set free. It was Passover time now. There was a particularly nasty prisoner named Barabbas. He was a thief and a murderer. Pilate would let the people choose between Jesus and Barabbas. They would surely set Jesus free. But when the religious leaders saw what he was up to, they ran out among the crowds and they told them to shout for Barabbas. The people didn't know what was going on, so they did what the religious leaders told them. "Release Barabbas," they cried. "Free Barabbas." And with all the screaming and shouting, things were now less peaceful than ever. "But if I release Barabbas," said Pilate to the religious leaders, "that means that I will have to kill Jesus," they chanted. "You will have to kill Jesus. And if you don't, we will tell Caesar himself that you have failed to do your duty, that you have failed to keep the peace." Peace. That was all Pilate wanted. And if the death of one man would make that happen, it was a price he was willing to pay. But before he gave the order, Pilate did one last thing. He called for a bowl of water and a towel. "I wash my hands of this whole business," he said, and he plunged his hands into the bowl. The religious leaders shrugged. The soldiers dragged Jesus away. Pilate's palace was peaceful at last. And all it cost was the life of an innocent man.